What if I told you that understanding technology doesn't require writing a single line of code? Most of us navigate our digital lives like passengers in a car. We know how to steer, but we have no idea what's happening under the hood. Yet the executives shaping our technological future, including Steve Jobs himself, often possessed zero coding ability. Their superpower wasn't programming, it was understanding what technology could do and why it mattered. This knowledge gap has real consequences. We hand over our data without understanding the transaction. We trust algorithms we've never questioned, and we watch entire industries collapse without seeing the warning signs. Three product managers from Google, Microsoft, and Facebook set out to change this, creating a guide that Tesla's engineering director deemed required reading. Their mission? To decode the invisible systems that shape every swipe, click, and search in our increasingly digital existence. Every time you search on Google, the system combs through 30 trillion web pages in half a second, like dropping a penny randomly in New York City, then finding it moments later. Google doesn't actually search the entire internet when you type your query. That would be impossibly slow. Instead, Google maintains a massive index, a constantly updated database exceeding 100 million gigabytes. Digital spiders, called crawlers, continuously traverse the web, processing up to 20 billion pages daily. Early search engines simply counted keyword appearances, allowing manipulation through keyword stuffing. Google's breakthrough came with PageRank, which judges importance by analyzing which other important pages link to yours, like being surrounded by influential people at a party. Modern Google combines PageRank with hundreds of signals through RankBrain, considering content freshness, spam detection, your location, mobile responsiveness, and personal behavior. Search football in America, and you'll see NFL results. In England, Premier League content. This sophistication spawned an entire search engine optimization industry, while Google counters with over 500 algorithm updates annually. Your favorite apps appear free, but you're paying in ways less visible than traditional price tags. The freemium model offers basic functionality free while charging for premium features. Dropbox gives you storage but charges for more. Candy Crush lets you play but sells extra lives. Since distributing digital products costs essentially nothing, converting even a small percentage of millions of users generates substantial revenue. In-app purchases have become profit engines. Fortnite players spend hundreds on cosmetic skins, providing zero gameplay advantage. Games like Game of War extract nearly $550 annually from each paying user, with some whale players spending thousands monthly. Subscription models, identifiable by labels like Plus, Premium, or Gold, now dominate because they provide steady revenue and increase customer lifetime value. Developers target whales, the small fraction willing to spend substantially. Following the 80-20 rule, roughly 20% of users generate 80% of revenue. Only 6% of iOS downloads are paid apps, yet the average paying mobile game user spends $86.50 annually. By targeting features dedicated users need, companies extract significant revenue while keeping apps free for casual users, prioritizing audience scale before profit. Google and Facebook built trillion-dollar empires on targeted advertising. Google earns over 85% of its revenue from ads, Facebook 99%, totaling over $30 billion annually. When pages load, advertisers bid in real-time auctions. The highest bidder doesn't always win. Relevance matters. A $2 ad clicked 100 times out-earns a $5 ad clicked 10 times. The real power lies in targeting precision. Search for watches, see watch ads. Post about moving, see furniture promotions. This behavioral analysis dramatically improves click-through rates, commanding premium prices. Their massive data repositories create an insurmountable advantage. More users enable better targeting, attracting more advertisers, and generating revenue to further improve their platforms. This self-reinforcing cycle keeps competitors at bay. Contrary to popular belief, they don't sell user data. They hoard it internally to maintain their competitive moat. advertisers must use their platforms to access this targeting capability. As Silicon Valley warns, if you aren't paying for the product, you are the product. We've entered an economy where attention is the commodity and personal data the currency. Behind every digital experience lies an algorithm, a set of rules determining what content reaches your eyes. These invisible architects shape everything from search results to social media feeds with profound societal implications. Facebook's newsfeed algorithm influences over a billion daily users through approximately 100,000 personalized factors, optimizing for engagement, likes, comments, shares, to increase scrolling time and ad exposure. This engagement focus proved vulnerable during the 2016 U.S. presidential election when fake news proliferated. Since the algorithm prioritized clicks without evaluating truthfulness, false but outrageous stories rose to the top. Spotify's recommendation system analyzes 200 million users' listening habits to create personalized playlists like Discover Weekly. By examining patterns across listening history, the algorithm creates a competitive edge. Users lose personalized recommendations when switching services. News organizations like The Washington Post use A/B testing, showing different headline versions and adopting whichever performs better. One test increased clicks from 3.3% to 3.9%, an 18% improvement with minimal effort. These algorithms have become the central nervous system of our digital world, invisible forces determining what information reaches us and shaping our reality. As smartphone saturation hits developed markets, tech companies target the next billion users in emerging economies, reshaping technology while exposing security myths. Kaios became the world's third largest mobile OS by powering internet-connected feature phones. Partnering with Jio, an Indian telecom that revolutionized the market in 2016 with free voice calls and data at one-tenth of American prices, Kaios reached 500 million Indians through an effectively free feature phone with reliable 4G. By sacrificing touchscreens while maintaining essential functionality, supporting 25 languages, and enabling apps and streaming, the Jio phone brought modern technology to rural Indians who bypassed desktop computing entirely. Security myths persist. Apple marketed Macs as computers that don't get viruses, yet the 2012 flashback virus infected over 600,000 Macs, and a 2017 analysis found macOS had more security flaws than Windows 10. Mac defenders cite the platform's small 4% global market share as protection, but Mac users' wealth makes them lucrative targets. Android phones face security challenges through bloatware, unwanted pre-installed apps consuming storage, draining battery, and containing vulnerabilities. Effective security requires updated software, strong unique passwords, two-factor authentication, phishing awareness, and data backups, not brand reputation or marketing claims. Technology has become both more powerful and more opaque. Systems determining what we see, buy, and how we connect operate invisibly, their mechanisms understood by fewer people as their influence expands. Understanding technology isn't about memorizing code. It's about recognizing patterns, how business models shape products, how algorithms reflect creators' priorities, how market forces drive innovation. When you grasp why Google offers Android for free, you understand strategic moats. When you see how Facebook's algorithm optimizes for engagement over truth, you understand misinformation spread. When you recognize why BlackBerry collapsed despite pioneering smartphones, you understand how quickly dominance evaporates. These insights transform you from passive consumer to informed participant. You question why apps request certain permissions, why platforms make specific design choices, why some technologies succeed while others fail. You see the invisible hands shaping your digital experience and can make conscious decisions about which systems deserve your attention, data, and trust. The future belongs to those who can decode the incentives, trade-offs, and power dynamics embedded in our technological infrastructure. In a world where technology mediates nearly every aspect of human experience, ignorance isn't bliss, it's vulnerability. Choose knowledge. Choose agency. Choose to swipe with your eyes open.